fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks in the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 9th day of September, 2007. If you're new to the show, you need to check out my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll see my photo, my bio, and all the interesting, fun, and fascinating things that I have to offer there. We've got some callers on hold, and we'll go right to the callers. Lonnie in Canada, are you there, sir?
Hello, Mr. Moore.
Hello, what's on your mind today, Lonnie?
I have 2 questions for you and a bunch of information for the woman who just called from Ontario.
Good.
Because I have researched that exact question.
Okay.
Number one question is, since you use a poncho for rain, are you carrying gaiters at all? Because as you know, you tend to get wet in that area.
Yeah, well, if I was as far north as you, I would not be without gaiters.
Okay.
Gaiters, well, first of all, a lot of people may not know what we're talking about. Gaiters are a water-resistant covering for around your legs from the ankle to the knee, depending on what size they are. And when you're going through deep snow, they'll make a huge difference in keeping your pants dry and help prevent frostbite and being just generally cold and miserable. Where I am down in the Ozarks, we've pretty much stopped having winter. I haven't seen snow more than an inch or two deep in years. It's not really a factor where I am, but up where you are in Canada, I think it's very prudent and wise to have gaiters for everybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. Second question, as you've mentioned several times previously, that you carry 2 ponchos for
right.
One to sleep on, one to sleep under, which I've been
right.
doing every time I go out camping this year, and I kind of prefer it, to tell you the truth. However, winter is a whole different equation. Are you carrying it on foot, carrying any kind of enclosed shelter for the winter season?
I usually don't. What I'll do there is I'll wait for the break is what I'll do. Hold on, Lonnie. We got our break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Morey. It's Sunday, the 9th of September, 2007. Welcome back. Freeze-Dry Guy and I are working on a plan to put on a seminar for some folks interested in preparedness. And, of course, we would do that for other folks if they're interested and want to bring us to some part of the country to instruct them on preparedness. I'll talk to you about it. Freeze-Dry Guy, I'll talk to you about it. Freeze-Dry Guy has become I would say an expert in several areas of preparedness. Obviously, food and food storage is his real expertise. He's been doing it for so long. His website is freezedryguy.com, and his toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. We've got Lonnie on hold. Lonnie from Canada. He's a regular caller. Lonnie, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
In reference to the woman who just called from Ontario, I missed the very first part of her phone call, but I got the gist of her question. I have done a lot of research on her exact question of where to relocate in northern Ontario, central Ontario. I spent a lot of time in the area she is talking about. If I were her, I would look more specifically east of there towards an area called Ispatina Ridge. It is 2,265 feet above sea level.
All right.
And 30 kilometers to the east of there is an area called Maple Mountain that is 2,240 40 feet or something like that. The reason why I suggest that area is very low population density, very high resources in terms of water, wildlife, so on and so on. The reason why I look at that area is because you're further away from Lake Superior, which is absolutely massive. I grew up in that area, so I'm very familiar with it. And if you look at the watershed at a James Bay, it comes down on roughly a 45-degree angle. It will more than likely flood out that way towards Superior, so I'd want to get myself further away. Puts you about 300 miles east of Superior, about 200 kilometers north of Lake Huron, about 450 to 500 kilometers south of James Bay, and plus it puts you west of Quebec. You do not want to get too close to Quebec, because in that region nobody speaks English, and you don't want to be in a survival situation where you can't communicate.
Right.
The people will fear you. And the area is called Smoothwater Provincial Park. Just north of there, I believe it's Highway 560. There's three very small towns that I would highly suggest looking at that area.
Now tell me, Lonnie, what kind of growing season for growing fruits and vegetables would a person have in that part of the country?
It's definitely much shorter. I don't know the exact time. I have done a lot of driving in rural areas up there. Pretty much all the farming that was there probably within the last 100 years or less is shut down now. Yeah, well, the only active farms really tend to be growing hay and that sort of thing, and there's some farm animals, but there's not a whole lot of actual planting. Although I do see people with their own little private gardens.
Garden plots.
Yeah, it's definitely a shorter season.
Grow potatoes and different things like that up there.
Yeah, it's definitely a shorter season for sure.
Okay.
But if one wants to do a lot of research in living off the land out there, I know I'm well aware of how difficult that is. But I don't think you could ask for a better place in the world for those kind of resources, though. You know, in terms of what's available in the forest.
Well, good. I hope Eleanor from Canada is listening to you and I talk, because this should be very beneficial for her.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she is. If there was a way that she could contact me, I'd be more than happy to help her out. I have maps of an entire region. I have driven literally 100 kilometers straight up in the bush on old logging roads. I do not suggest doing that without a map and a compass, because you more than likely won't come out.
Well, I mean, give your number to my engineer off the air, and he'll give it to me. And then we can help out Eleanor in that manner.
Okay, or I can email it to you on your website.
That'd be fine.
Okay,
yeah.
I will do that, and you can definitely pass it on to her. Because anybody that needs help in that area, I'd be happy to help.
Well, our northern neighbors need just as much help as those of us south of the border. So,
and if she wants to get some relative idea of that kind of height she's dealing with, I highly recommend driving to the top of Blue Mountain near Collingwood, which is approximately 1,200 feet above sea level. There's a bay below there. It appears very, very high, and the area talking about is 1,000 feet.
The spot she was looking at was 1,100 feet above sea level, so it's not much different.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
Anyway,
great.
All right, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And now we've got Richard in Arizona. Are you still there, sir? Richard.
Go ahead.
Speak up.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering, got a question for you, but I don't know if I can phrase this correctly, but could you talk about things that you would need to supply, such as, or that you might supply, keep on hand for yourself, such as potassium iodate, face masks, you know, breathing masks, antiseptics, any supplements, anything like, have you ever used Super Silver?
I've got a small supply of Super Silver, and I've got a 5-gallon jug of silver, just regular silver in water, you know, in water solution.
Correct.
Of course, a lot of people listening to you and I talk, Richard, they don't have a clue what we're talking about. It's been known for probably 2-plus centuries that silver in solution in water is very healthy. In fact, the old milk jugs that the farmers used to use had a silver lining, because silver dramatically retards the growth of bacteria. So Super Silver is good. Any silver in water, in my opinion, is good for you. it's very difficult to overdose with it, but you can, and your skin will start turning blue if you take too much silver in solution.
Okay.
But in general, it's a good antibacterial preparation. I do keep on hand a supply of potassium iodate. What that does in the event of any kind of dirty bomb or nuclear bomb or anything of that nature, the nuclear material tends to accumulate first in your thyroid, and what the potassium iodate does is get there first if you take it before you're exposed, and it will accumulate in your thyroid instead of the nuclear material, and it will offer some small measure of protection against small doses of radiation. If they're very large doses, nothing's going to help you, but it will help for small doses.
Okay. All right.
Now, when it comes to vitamins and supplements, there's almost nothing you can buy at your local drugstore or supermarket that I would buy, because I know what they sell frequently is made from petroleum. And vitamin C might be a good example. I know from my research that what they call vitamin C, ascorbic acid, is only a tiny percentage of what somebody who really knows about nutrition would call vitamin C. I use standard process. I can't sell it to you. Many chiropractors use standard process for vitamin and nutritional supplements. There's other good sources of mainly fresh green leafy vegetables and fruits that are excellent sources of everything you need. But if you do get man-made or man-processed, I should say, look for vertical integration where the company selling it controls everything from the seed that goes into the ground to the final finished product in the bottle. And look also for a company that uses almost no heat, because heat destroys nutritional values in all these vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the things you look for.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty familiar with most stuff in a store or Walmart, if you want to call it, is synthetic.
Right. It is. It's made from petroleum products. Yeah.
Right. Right. So what about face masks? The last thing I'll let you move on. Breathing mask.
Well, face mask, if you're going into the new market, there's a company called, and I don't sell a protective mask, but there's a law enforcement company called Galls. It's G-A-L-L-S.
I'm familiar with it.
And they have an online catalog. For about right at $195, $200, you can get a professional quality mask that will protect you against anything that you might imagine, with access to filters, and you can put one filter on there, or you can stack one filter on top of another to protect against multiple things if you think you need to do that also.
Right.
Well, in a severe chemical environment, you actually have to have oxygen. But most of these threats, these biological and chemical threats, you're just putting on the mask long enough to escape the area and get away from this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look at Gall's catalog online and put together a mask in combination with the filters that you think you'll need for your area. Chemical and biological threats aren't nearly as bad as Hollywood would make us believe. If you're in a dense urban area, you have a lot greater need, in my opinion, especially New York, Chicago, the major cities that tend to be more likely targets for that type of attack. If you're a subway user, use mass transit, a bag with a mask in it might very well save your life.
Right. How about other kind of masks, just for if you have to take care of sick people during that time, a flu or, anything like that?
Well, healthcare professionals will usually use a mask with a rubber band that goes behind their neck. This will be several levels more than a carpenter's dust mask, like a carpenter or a farmer might wear, but it's not a full protective mask.
Right, okay. All right, I hear the music, John. I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call, Richard.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of September, 2007. Welcome back to the show. Well, we're talking about various aspects of preparedness and getting your questions and comments in here. My engineer told me that Brandon is on hold, but Brandon needs to come back to the phone so that my engineer can talk to him and put him on hold so we can get him back on the air here. We had some interesting discussion with Brandon in the first hour, and hopefully he'll hear me talking about him. And he came back. Okay, Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir. We live in a bad part of town. We have bad signal with our cell phone, so we got cut off. I apologize.
No problem. Where were we when we got cut off?
You were mentioning a scientist, and I had said that I thought they had corrected the problem and they didn't find a planet X
right.
out there.
Right. Well, they did. Here's how this all got started. There may have been more sources. I'm aware of two sources. One would be the Vatican Library. The other would be Zachariah Sitchin. Zachariah Sitchin has authored, I think, maybe 10 or 12 books dealing with his being able to translate the ancient Sumerian texts that go back 4,000 to 6,000 years ago. He can pick up these clay tablets, these Sumerian clay tablets, and read them like you and I can read the newspaper, Brandon.
Okay.
And those clay tablets, along with what the Vatican Library has had for 20 centuries, nearly 20 centuries, I think about 17 centuries now, they tell the tale, and there was enough information between the two to give NASA an idea of what part of space to go looking. And they sent the Pioneer Space Probe up looking for Planet X in 1979, and they found it.
But then they told us that they didn't, though.
Right. And there's so much confusion about this. The Sunday Parade magazine supplement announced in August 2 years ago that they found it. It was announced in 1983 that they found it. So there's really, if you're paying attention, there's an awful lot of confusion about what's being found, who found it, and so forth.
They did find it in 1983?
Well, it was publicly announced. They found it in 79 is when they found it. It was publicly announced in the early 80s.
Oh, really? Well, I guess that would mean, another question, if they found that, it could have been anything, couldn't it? I mean, it could have been, why would they automatically think that's another planet?
Well, it is another planet, and most planets have a binary star system.
Yes, sir.
We'd always thought that we were one of the exceptions, having only one star in our solar system. But we actually do have a binary star system, like most planets in the universe. And Planet X is part of the binary star system, and it orbits around two stars instead of one like we do. And one of the stars it orbits around is our star. And it comes through here in this orbit every 3,600 years, like clockwork. The Bible records two passages of the 10th planet. One passage is recorded in Moses' Exodus out of Egypt. The other passage is Noah's flood, both of which happen to be about 3,600 years apart from each other. And, of course, Moses' Exodus, according to the Jewish Bible, is about 3,600 years ago.
Oh, so... Well, I mean, I know I've been taught all my life that God sent the flood.
Right.
I mean, I've read that story, and I don't recall hearing anything about it, like anything celestial causing the flood.
Well, what's recorded in the Bible is what the leaders, going back to Moses, for example, Moses walking through the desert and escaped from Israel. He's the leader of the the people of Israel, the tribe of Israel. He didn't write this stuff down, the scribes did, but Moses told them what to write. He was the boss, and he told the scribes what to record. And that's what the Hebrew Bible is the history of the Hebrew people, recorded to the best of their ability, given their limitations of science and language. They recorded the sun standing still in the sky for a better part of a day. Now, up until fairly recently, anything that Christians read in the Bible, or Jews for that matter, if they didn't understand it, they said, oh, it's just a parable, oh, it's just a story. How could the sun stand still in the sky? Well, we now know how that can happen scientifically. We didn't know 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
Right.
But now we know. Here's how the sun stands still in the sky. The planet Earth rolls over in space, giving the appearance of the sun standing still in the sky. And there's another, if you go to my paper, No Need for Panic, you'll see I mention an author named Velikovsky. Here's what Velikovsky said. He said, if the Hebrews saw the sun stand still in the sky over the Sinai Desert, then the Chinese must now have seen the sun come up when it was supposed to come up the following morning. Well, the Chinese had written records, they had calendars, those written records remain, and guess what? The sun didn't come up when it was supposed to that specific day. Well, we got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of September, 2007. Welcome back. And we're helping a young man in Alabama get an education here, above and beyond what he's paying for. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What is your specialty in college, if I may ask?
Well, actually, I'm going to community college in AC and heating, air conditioning and heating.
Oh, air conditioning and heating. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. That's a wonderful profession to be in. I have several friends that do it, and they certainly enjoy their work and helping people. And
well, with the heat we've been having down here, I don't think I'll have a problem getting a job.
Oh no, it's job security. It is absolutely job security. Do you know the political intrigue behind banning Freon?
No, sir. I don't think I've heard that.
Yeah, you were in junior high school when it happened. Well, Freon is non-poisonous and non-flammable, which you probably know that.
Yep.
Right? You also know it's heavier than air?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the question is, if it's heavier than air, how can it get up in the upper atmosphere and hurt the ozone? That's what was said in Congress under sworn testimony. You know, raise your right hand, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. These guys went in front of Congress and said it was going to hurt the ozone. It's heavier than air. How can it do that? I hear silence. Well, here's what happened, Brandon. The patent was about to expire on Freon, and they had to figure out some way to make it illegal so they could patent something new and sell it to us. That's what happened. Did you know? You didn't know that, did you? Brandon? Hello, Brandon. Did we lose Brandon? I think we lost Brandon. Okay. He's gone. Well, Brandon, if you can make it back in, you can call on a landline. We got a toll-free number, 800-313-9443. Well, Brandon's probably listening on the radio, even though he got cut off, but that's the story behind Freon. Fascinating story. The state of Arizona was going to make it legal to manufacture Freon in the state of Arizona because once a patent expired, anybody could make this stuff and make it very cheaply. And that would put the original manufacturer out of the loop, just like with generic medicine. And they could not allow that to happen. And they successfully lobbied Congress to ban the manufacture of Freon in the United States of America based on the bogus lies that they were telling Congress that it would hurt the atmosphere, that it would hurt the ozone and hurt the planet. Well, it can't because it's heavier than air. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Well, preparedness is clearly and obviously a topic near and dear to my heart, a topic that very few people in this country truly understand. There's a small percentage that does understand it. There is a small percentage that would like to understand it, and that's you good ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening to me every 2 hours a week talk about all this preparedness and how to get ready for what's coming at us. It doesn't matter where you are. Every part of the country has its own risks and own threats. It might be a seismic threat, it might be a volcanic threat, maybe flooding, maybe severe weather, might be any number of things, or even a combination. It may be civil disorder, civil disruption. Crowds can get very ugly when they get thirsty and when they get hungry, when they get cut off from their pharmaceutical products of choice or their illegal drugs of choice. Crowds and mobs can get very ugly very quickly. That's where preparedness comes in. Those who are prepared will survive. Those who are not prepared are far less likely to survive, especially if they think the government will help them. You frequently hear some 25-year-old female reporter or male reporter talking about the United States of America being the greatest, strongest, most powerful country on the planet. That's the same government, ladies and gentlemen, that couldn't find the Superdome for 5 days to get water to these thirsty, hungry people down there. Not a very good track record. Now, the Superdome is big enough that you can see it from space with satellites, you know. It's no small thing. And they couldn't find it for 5 days to get water to these thirsty, hungry people down there. No excuse whatsoever. You need to take charge of your preparedness yourself. You need to make sure that those who depend on you, especially children and older folks who can't take care of themselves anymore, so that they can be cared for. Our next caller is Ron in Texas. Ron, are you there, sir? Go ahead, Ron. Get away from your radio. You're too close to the radio, Ron.
Oh, yeah, I've got it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I shut it off. John, I've called you a bunches of other times, and I'm just what I'm wondering from you is how would you rate the AK-47 versus SKS? I'm familiar with both, but I just don't have the cash to buy an M14.
Okay. Well, not an issue. They both shoot the same. Well, let's educate people because a lot of folks haven't really a clue what you and I are talking about. The SKS was a semi-automatic 30 caliber rifle brought out in the 1950s, late 1940s, early 1950s.
Right.
And it shoots a 7.62 by 39 communist block round, com block round for short.
Right. Right.
Roughly the same type of round as the 30-30. It's a very popular deer rifle round in this country.
In fact, I have a model. I have a Winchester Model 94, and I just wondering.
Effective range about 300 yards or less.
About 300 yards or less. Yeah. My Winchester, if I shoot it too much, the sighting will go out a bit. I guess the barrel warms up. Is that true with the SKS or?
Your SKS is made for sustained semi-automatic fire, so it's a military rifle meant to handle those conditions. Now, the iron sights on either rifle, your SKS or your AK-47, these rifles are meant for barefoot peasants to go into war with. They're not meant to go to a rifle competition and come out the winner. You're fooling yourself.
I have a peep sight. I bought a peep sight for that, and it works well.
With those iron sights, you should be able to hit a 12-inch paper plate at 100 yards, a 16-inch paper plate at 200 yards, a 24-inch circle at 300 yards. That's about what you should expect.
Say again the toss-up between AK-47s and SKS. Is it
you've got more magazine capacity? I do not attach aftermarket high capacity magazines to the SKS.
Right, I got it.
Everybody I know that's done that has been disappointed, without exception.
The SKS is a little smaller rifle, isn't it? Than the in other words, I'm just saying for body size.
There's a lot of variance on the AK that you don't have with the SKS. The AK may be slightly lighter than the SKS.
Yep. Oh, really? Okay, that's good.
I've never really compared the two for weight.
What about the business of milled receivers versus pressed receivers?
Well, it's milled receivers versus stamped.
Stamped. Toss up.
A mill receiver will give you longer wear, a longer life weapon.
Right.
On one hand. On the other, these stamped receivers have known to fire several thousand rounds reliably with no problem.
So, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they'll work.
Yeah.
But was it Norinco? Is it Norinco? Is that the name of one of the SKSs?
That's one of the Chinese manufacturers, yeah.
Right. And they're okay. They'll work out pretty well, I take it, right?
Yeah.
So it's a toss-up then, like AK-47.
It really is. You can probably buy three SKSs for what one AK is going to run you.
Right.
You can pick up SKSs all day long for $100 to $120. Your AKs generally run $250 to $350.
Oh, really? I thought they were up around $700 now.
Not for a semi-auto AK. No, they don't run that much.
Oh, really? That's good. That's cheap, then. I can go out. Are they used in the sense, right? In other words, does some still come in the Cosmoline or what?
You can find new ones. You can find used ones. You go to a gun show, a store, or a bigger...
Doesn't matter which?
So getting
that Cosmoline off, is that going to be a problem or not?
It's a mess.
It's a mess?
A lot of solvent to get it off.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's meant to store weapons for decades, and it's very effective in that manner. But it's just a gloppy mess. I would put down a bunch of newspapers and wear old clothes and gloves.
And do that in other area.
Yeah.
Now, the M14 is a different deal. I mean, that's almost a sniper's rifle, isn't it, pretty much? I mean, we're dealing with something really...
No, the primary use of the M14 was for infantrymen. It's become a sniper rifle, and if you get one, most any M14 can shoot straighter than the man holding it. you have to be a very accomplished target shooter to shoot straighter than an M14.
Right.
And any M14.
So it makes so for home defense and all that other business or whatever is coming up with us nowadays. What we're saying is the SKS is just fine, SKS or the other, and just use open sights on it, I would think, right?
Out to 300 yards, if you've got good vision, you're going to be fine with open sights.
Right, and what I'm thinking, again, for the purposes we're thinking about nowadays, which might be deer, but it could be something else, the important range is probably out to 300 yards, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If somebody wants to hurt you, they're going to be up close and personal. Now, if you're in places like Kansas, Nebraska, Montana, where you've got these very, very long ranges, then you've got a whole different thing to deal with.
Oh, I'm in Austin, Texas. I mean, come on, you know, it's
right.
You know,
right.
In an urban area,
that round is going to be fine. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll work out pretty well. And as far as do both the SKSs and AK-47s, do they come with chrome barrels or not chrome barrels or what?
They come both ways, and you want a chrome lined barrel.
And how can you tell that? By looking inside? Just by looking, I take it, right?
Well, if you know what you're doing, you know, if you have a trustworthy dealer, the dealer can tell you.
Right. And you check the chrome barrel.
Go to a good gunsmith, somebody who's a gun person.
Yeah, I know somebody.
Can put one next to the other and show you how to tell the difference.
Yeah. Now, as far as suppose say I bought it in a gun show, and the place looks pretty clean. Is there what do I need to check out on that gun? You know, what's a quick check through? How do I know that I've got a good one or I don't have a broken firing pin or something? How do we know that?
A reputable dealer will make it right if it's a defective piece.
Right.
And if you're buying from a private seller and then a private individual, you're probably going to be on your own unless it's a friend of yours.
Right. Yep.
So
there's a lot of I go to Saxit, and there are a lot of guys there I know. They're pretty standard. They come in all the time. I'm
right.
Saxit every third week in Austin, Texas. So and as far as I remember you're saying
buy from a dealer who's local.
Rather than a local, maybe at a gun show, but a local
at a gun show. Yeah, because it's going to be you have to deal with shipping and it's going to be a logistical mess if you got a dealer who's 200 or 300 miles away from you.
Yeah, in other words, if there's a problem in the area,
right.
that can be.
If there's a problem, you got to ship the gun to him. He's got to fix it. He's got to ship it back to you. So if it's a local dealer, you can just drive over and he'll make it right. You know.
Okay, now as far as gun parts and things like this, is that do you have a source for that? In other words, I can make up a kit for like an SKS or a AK-47.
Or you can buy all these parts at big gun shows, or you can go online. Numeric is one of the bigger dealers in a place called Gun. In fact, I think they now call themselves Gun Parts.
All right, clip size. What about clip size? Do you recommend 10 rounds or something?
Your SKS is an internal magazine.
Okay.
And they take clips to load it.
Right.
The AK takes external magazines.
Right.
And the only people that call magazines clips are Air Force veterans and civilians.
Okay. I'm not the Air Force, so that's...
Get military surplus magazines, and if you're getting an SKS, it's got a good supply of clips, or 10-round clips that you put in bandoliers.
A 10-round is a good one, because I remember you mentioned in any kind of gunfight, you're typically going to get 2 or 3 rounds off. That's about what it's going to be. Is that right?
In a civilian encounter where you're defending your home against criminals, that's what it's going to be. In a situation where you're dealing with... Several adversaries, that's where your high-capacity magazine may be necessary. If you're untrained civilians, it's not going to take much to discourage them. If they have any kind of training or leadership and they want your teenage daughter real bad, then it may take a bit more to discourage them.
So because you have really I've got the Model 94, I'm just great, but that, it's 5-6 rounds, and that's about it. That could get me in trouble if there are a number of people coming at me, right?
Well, you're not going to have any choice. The thing with the 94 is you can reload as you're shooting it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well,
you can shoot two or three rounds and then load two or three rounds. Same thing with a shotgun.
The 94. Right.
The same thing with a shotgun. You reload as you're using it.
Right.
Don't get too caught up on magazine capacity with something that you can reload as you go along.
Right. Yeah, I can load fast. I've done that before, so that's going to work.
Oh, adrenaline is a wonderful thing, Ron.
Pardon me?
Adrenaline is a wonderful thing.
I hear people don't even remember very much. You know, I understand that sometimes even police, they'll shoot off. They'll think, well, I shot off five rounds, and they shot off 18. You know, they didn't even know it.
Well, here's what's going on in a gunfight, or a car wreck, or when you're playing football. It's called tachypnea. That's
right.
When your brain activity speeds up so much, time seems to slow down.
Right. Okay. Hey, great. Hey, thanks.
You want to hold on through the break?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll hold on.
Okay. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to wrap up these calls here before the top of the hour. Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, I sure am, John.
Yeah, we got one quick comment before we wrap it up. Yeah,
move on. Yeah, Yeah, a couple, maybe a double answer you'll get back from me. Their round size was what, 764? What's the round size? The size
for the SKS 762x39.
By 39 now,
right.
and get non-corrosive, obviously, right?
Well, that's what you want, right?
That's when you
want
to get away from that. What would now? We know what we're looking for ahead. God knows how long this thing is going to continue on here. What do you recommend in amount of purchase to feel it's really safe?
As much as you can afford.
1,000 rounds or so, would you say?
Minimum.
That's a minimum.
1,000 minimum. On the low
1,000. Yeah. So
most
so
of the men I work with have 5,000 to 10,000 rounds or more.
Okay, 5,000 or no. As far as the knife, K-bar, is that the way to do it?
Say again?
K-bar, as far as the knife goes.
K-bar, you can't go wrong with a K-bar. I've got a couple of them. Right.
Yeah, any just the regular military model, right?
Absolutely. You don't need anything fancy.
No, I don't think so. You just do a job. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, thank you. And we got John in Florida.
Hello. Yeah, the last caller,
yes, sir.
He should buy both. And get familiar with both of those particular weapons.
Well, I don't know if the budget's going to allow that, John. You know, everybody's got all these different economic things pulling at them.
Well, I would definitely go with the a pre-ban, if, you know, because you can. Those are like $330 for a pre-ban AK.
Right.
At the shows, and he's better off with that.
It's a good basic little rifle, carbine.
If he can get one with a threaded barrel, they like some of those, like the Egyptians. They spot welded the little nut on the end of the threads, and that's your best bet getting one like that.
Well, that wouldn't be bad, would it?
Because you can put a. They make a Vortex flash hider, which is it works. You don't see anything at nighttime with that.
That helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That flash. Yep.
Yes, it does. Anyway, that would be my recommendation, like a like an old Mahdi that they. Put the tumble stock in or whatever, and now they've taken those off on a lot of them. So.
If you can find one, a Mahdi would be a good choice. You're right.
Yeah, as long as it got the threads. So.
Yeah.
All right, good show.
Thank okay, you. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Well, we're fast approaching the end of the hour and the end of the show here, and as always, I always enjoy visiting with you folks and talking about preparedness and talking about safe places to live and water filters and air filters for your respirators and just all those fun things. Continue on your preparations, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lifestyle for those of us who live it, and it could be a lifestyle for many of you who don't quite understand what we're talking about. Like I know young Brandon down there in Alabama, God bless you, sir. You're being exposed to things you didn't know existed. And the time was coming when the need to have this information will no longer be a philosophical event where we're just studying and conducting intellectual exercises. We're fast approaching the point where these things will be real. Thank you very much. I enjoyed visiting with you. You all be safe out there. Get busy on your training and preparations. Look forward to talking to you next week. God bless America.
With recent